Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we learn more and more about the brain, it's becoming increasingly obvious that what we call intelligence is multifaceted and often compartmentalized. Aaron Barbet, assistant professor of speech and hearing science at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, explains his efforts to pinpoint the source of our ability to perceive emotions in ourselves and others.
Our goal was to understand where emotional intelligence resides in the brain and whether the same structures that support general intelligence are also important for emotional intelligence. To investigate these issues, we studied 152 Vietnam veterans with combat-related brain injuries. This was a remarkable group of patients to study because their injuries generally affected discrete regions of the brain. It allowed us to determine the degree to which damage to specific brain areas was related to impairment on specific aspects of general and emotional intelligence. We conducted CT scans of their brains, and a neurologist outlined the specific regions that had been damaged by their injuries. We also conducted numerous behavioral tests to measure their emotional aptitudes and deficits. Our analysis revealed that there is significant overlap between general intelligence and emotional intelligence, both in terms of behavior and in the brain. Many of the same brain regions were found to be important for both. Historically, general intelligence has been thought to be distinct from social and emotional intelligence. The most widely used measures of human intelligence focus on tasks such as verbal reasoning, or the ability to understand, interpret, and evaluate verbal information. The new analysis reveals that while intelligence, to a large extent, does depend on basic cognitive abilities, such as attention, perception, memory, and language, it is also closely linked to our ability to manage and understand emotions. We're fundamentally social beings, and our understanding not only involves basic cognitive abilities, but also involves productively applying these abilities to social situations, so that we can navigate the social world and so that we can understand others.
That was Aaron Barbet of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.